Kilayim Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet 9:4. We'll take the two cases of the Mishnah separately, one by one. First, it says Tachriche Hames, the burial shrouds of a corpse. Ein behem mishum kilayim. There's no problem of burying a person in burial shrouds that are made of kilayim, since he's no longer alive, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs anymore, and therefore it's no problem. There is a question here. We all know that when we go to a basic faros, a cemetery, we're careful to not have our tzitzis out. And the reason for that is so we shouldn't be loog l'rush, we shouldn't be mocking the poor dead person who no longer can do mitzvahs. And similarly, there's a halacha that if a person is buried in a four-corner garment, he should be buried with tzitzis on the four-corner garments. The question is, if a person is dead and his mitzvahs don't matter anymore, why should we be concerned about the tzitzis and not be concerned about the shanis? So Tosfos discussed this in Maseches Nida, Samach Aleph, and he gives two answers there. The first answer is that shanis is different because we said that shanis needs to be conveying to you benefit as wearing it like clothes do. And since the person's dead, not getting any benefit anymore from the clothes because the temperature, you know, the ambient temperature doesn't bother him, whether hot or cold, so it wouldn't be a problem anymore. So it's okay for him to wear shanis, so to speak, because it's not the isser of shanis, as opposed to tzitzis, which continue on. The other approach, Rabbeinu Tam's approach, is that shanis is a generic mitzvah and a person who's dead is exempt from all mitzvahs. That's fine. Tzitzis, however, functions specifically l'man tizkru, so that you should remember to do the mitzvahs. So since tzitzis are like a screaming reminder of doing mitzvahs, it seems inappropriate and insensitive to wave those, so to speak, in front of a dead person who can't do mitzvahs anymore. In any case, the halacha is bottom line. There's no problem in burying a person in shrouds that are made of shanis. Also, says the Mishnah, umada shel chamor, the saddle blanket of a donkey, also there's no problem, ein behem mishum kilayim, there's no problem of kilayim with this saddle blanket. Just so you should understand what that is, if you've ever ridden a horse, you know there's the saddle that's sort of like the leather seat you sit on. Between that leather saddle and the animal beneath you, there's going to be a saddle blanket. That is to protect the back of the animal from getting chafed. Just the same way you don't want to have shoes that are too big for you. If you run in shoes that are too big, you'll get blisters. So if a person's riding on the back of a donkey, sitting in the saddle and moving around back and forth, if that saddle will be rubbing against the back of the donkey, you get a rather terrible blister. And therefore, to protect the animal's back, we put like a blanket, a very firm, rigid, thick blanket, between the back of the donkey and the saddle on top of it. So since you, the rider of the donkey, are sitting on top of that saddle blanket, there's no concern that it's going to end up being on top of you, even that hairs will come up on top of you, you know, individual threads. First of all, the saddle blanket is firm, much like the carnkesses, the mattress and pillows, you said that when they're firm, it's not a problem. And on top of that, there's no issue of little threads coming on your skin, because it's not normal at all, of course, to ride naked on the back of a donkey. So not a problem. However, lo yitin hamardas al ktefo afilu hotzi al azevel. One may not, however, put that blanket over his shoulder, even if his intention is simply to use it to carry some manure, some fertilizer. So here the point is that you're putting the blanket over your shoulder, and although that's not wearing the blanket, it is yale lecha, it's coming upon you, it's made of shatness, it confers to you the benefits of clothing, perhaps, of keeping you cold, out of the sun, direct sun, of keeping you warm if it's cold outside, and that being the case, it would be the problem of shatness, so therefore you have to be careful. Fascinatingly, the shach paskens l'halacha, that here it's the saddle blanket that's protecting your clothing from getting filthy from the manure above it, and that's the point of this Mishnah. And we're saying that is an additional benefit of clothing, that it protects from getting you beneath in your clothing from getting filthy. And that being the case, that will be another benefit that clothing confers, and that's the problem, at least according to the Shach, of the saddle blanket going on top of your shoulders. Fine.